Judas Iscariot is one of the Jesus disciples who has betrayed him and enabled the radical Jews to arrest and torture this divine prophet. Although hundreds of years have passed since, the name of Judas is still coupled with the betrayal against Jesus Christ. However, with the advent of the Christian Zionism, it seems that the Christian faith is about to be betrayed once again. While Israel is the cruelest and the most bloodthirsty regime of all history, Christian Zionism is trying to present Israel as the state providing the grounds for the arrival of the Jesus Christ, in addition to consider the humble obedience of Israel as a religious duty for the Christians. Prince Charles, in an interview with the Vistorama Group, has put the goals of Christian Zionism under scrutiny.
Hi Charles, we're glad you're here this Friday evening, March 3rd, 2012. Tell us why you're here and what brings you to Washington.
Well, I'm happy to be in Washington and happy to be with you. We're here for two things. First of all, we're here for the Occupy APEC conference, which is going on for the next 3 days here. And we're joining in that as a participant because of the tremendous importance of this very moment when APEC, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Council Committee, seems to be here for the purpose of convincing our government that we need to bomb the nation of Iran. We oppose that. We are a pro-peace organization. We oppose most wars. We haven't seen any wars that we don't oppose. And that goes back some many years, all the way back to the first bombing of Iraq. And we think this is a incredibly important time when the American people need to stand up and oppose war for many, many reasons. Our primary reason for opposing war is that it is unchristian and anti-Christian to bomb another man's wives and children in a place many thousands of miles away that has no imminent threat to us whatsoever. So we're here to participate in this pro-peace movement and to carry on some activities of our own which are focused on the American churches.
Okay, so we hear you talking about Christian Zionism a lot. Can you tell us what Christian Zionism is?
Well, Christian Zionism is a big participant in the current movement that would lead us into the war in Iran. Christian Zionism had a big influence in leading us into the war in Iraq and in Afghanistan as well. Christian Zionism is, in our opinion, a misguided spin-off from Christianity that has taken positions that lead it to end up supporting those who want wars in the Middle East.
Okay, so can you give us some history of Christian Zionism? Where did this organization begin? How did it begin? Who are the founders?
Okay, the origin of Christian Zionism goes back about 150 years. That's very important because that's a very short span of time. Christianity itself goes back more than almost 2,000 years, a few years short of 2,000 years to Jesus Christ himself. Whereas Christian Zionism is a spin-off from it that has been known by many other names, but really started only 150 years ago, and it has grown out of the Zionist movement that essentially resulted in the creation of the State of Israel, and it is an active participant in the movement to recognize or to give preeminent rights to the State of Israel over its neighbors.
So what's the difference between Christianity and Christian Zionism?
Okay, so when Christian Zionism began, it came about as a result of followers of one John Nelson Darby, a Scot, who came to the United States in the 1850s, late 1850s, and began selling the idea of a cult that he had started in Scotland called the Plymouth Brethren. And what it really amounted to was the start of a new sect of Christianity that seemed harmless enough, and which is essentially known as evangelicalism in its early days, mm-hmm. but it was very, very quickly picked up and found sponsorship in the World Zionist Movement that started in the first few years of the 20th century, from 1895 on through 1908. And so Christian Zionism actually became known as by other names during that time, but it's had its start in that period at the same time that the Zionist movement was getting started in Europe.
Can you give us some other names for Zionism or Christian Zionism?
Yes, Christian Zionism was originally referred to as Evangelicalism.
Okay.
Later on, people began to call themselves Judeo-Christians. It meant that they sort of combined Judaism with Christianity and melded the two together in a sort of a hodgepodge way, and so they began to be fond of calling themselves Judeo-Christians, and we've all heard that term. There's another term used that is more clinical. It might be referred to as dispensationalism, and this was the name that was actually given to it by some of its early founders, including one Cyrus I. Schofield, who wrote a new Bible in 1908 called the Schofield Reference Bible.
So, Charles, can you tell us, if you're a Christian, how would you know whether or not you're following Christian Zionism or not? How would you know if you're going to a Christian Zionist institution or church?
Exactly, and a very good question. A lot of people who are in churches that are teaching Christian Zionists don't know. They are. They just think it's a comfortable place to be. The basic definition that we've established for Christian Zionism, it is the belief that the physical or the political state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. In other words, the idea that the Old Testament resulted in the creation of a new state called Israel. That is essentially the fulfillment, that is essentially the best definition available of what Christian Zionism is, and it applies to all these other names that I've given to you as well.
So can you tell us how do Christian Zionists influence the American public?
The influence of Christian Zionism essentially has supported each and every war that the United States has been in the Middle East, going all the way back to the first bombing of Iraq in 1991, January 1991. Christian Zionists had a positive idea toward that, and it basically was derived from the fact that their contacts with Zionist Israel suggested that Israel wanted that to happen. So Christian Zionism essentially follows the will and wishes of the state of Israel.
And what gain do they get? What gain do these leaders get in promoting this type of ideology?
There's absolutely no advantage to Christian Zionists to do what they do. What they've done is produced gasoline prices that have gone up from $1 to $2 to $4 a gallon. It's driven the price of food up by a large amount, at least 100% since these things began. And worst of all, Christian Zionism has caused the people who follow it to leave behind the very roots of their religion. And the roots of that religion is that is common to all of Christianity, and that is that the fulfillment of biblical prophecy was no state, no government, but it was the coming of Jesus Christ. This is what Christians always have said they believe. Christian Zionist has weakened and softened this by including Israel in this promise.
Right, so many people might think that the base of Christian Zionism might be in Israel, but can you tell us where the base is right now, as of today? The base, the physical location where you would find most promoters of Christian Zionism or leaders of Christian Zionism.
Christian Zionism, by the name of Evangelicalism, started in the United States, and it has always been an American issue. There really is not a lot of Christian Zionism in Europe, in any of the states of Europe, in the Middle East, or even in the Orient. It's strictly an American cult, or an American disease of Christianity.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson. For all the viewers out there who are looking for your website, access to your website, or maybe access to some YouTube videos, can you give us the name of your website?
Yes, it's WHTT.org. That's We Hold These Truths, www.whtt.org.
And what about some titles for some YouTube videos?
We have two videos we made that we think explain Christian Zionism quite well. One is called The Roots of Christian Zionism, and you'll find links on it on our website, and you can find Roots of Christian Zionism on YouTube. It's free. We also have a for sale video, which is called The Tragedy and the Turning. The Tragedy and the Turning. You can also find the link right on our website.
Great.
And our promos of it there, shortened versions.
Okay, Mr. Carlson, thank you for the opportunity to be with you tonight and to interview you, and we really appreciate your time here. Thank you so much.